evening, everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Legal Show conference call. What a phenomenal event we just came back from. In the 15 years that I've been associated with Legal Shield, it was absolutely the best convention that I've ever attended. It was such a content-rich event. It was absolutely powerful. The training was unparalleled, and the stories after story after story were so uniquely powerful. We won't be able to relay the feeling of that event tonight, but we will try to do our best to share with you guys the announcements and the new systems and tools and things of that nature. But, guys, it was truly a remarkable event. It was like a big family reunion to get together with so many people from across the country, all like-minded, one bound, one sound. Really, really excited about that event. And I'm really excited at the end of the call to be able to just give you guys just a real quick snippet of what's coming for the More Success Team later this summer. But we'll get to that at the end. But right now, let me get these kicked straight off and go to Durant, Oklahoma, to a Millionaire Club, to a Platinum Executive Director, six-figure income earner, but most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
Yes, I am, Jeremy, and I am as excited as you are about tonight's call, but I do want to let everyone know that tonight's call is being recorded, especially if the wrong PIN number was put out. We do apologize for that, and it will be available for playback on our moresuccessteam.com website. You know, Jeremy, we did just return from Las Vegas, and like you said, the Legal Shield International Convention, we're just extremely excited about it. It was an incredible event. It was absolutely, just like you said, one of the very best events ever. And tonight's call, ladies and gentlemen, will probably run just a little bit longer than normal as we attempt to do a full recap of that event. So we have a lot of information to cover, but I'm going to be helped out by several top executive directors, ring earners, and Millionaire Club members on our team tonight. We'll do the very best job to inform everyone, everything that went on. Of course, no matter how hard we try, the only way you can really know and feel what absolutely actually went on during the convention was if you were there in person. Hold on 1 second. I've got some little background noise, if I can't mute that out. But I'm very excited to talk just a little bit about our biggest event that we have during the year, and that is actually our More Success Team breakout session. We actually had that starting on Thursday afternoon, and there was a lot of awards given out during the breakout session. We recognized a ton of associates, and tonight I just want to name just a few of those. First of all, we started out going over the top group openers on our team, and I want to name out the top three for 2013. Number three was Miss Rakita Birch from Georgia. Number two was Mr. Jimmy Parrish from the great state of Alabama, and number one was Lisa and Daniel Streeter, also from Georgia. The top producers for 2013, number three was none other than Jeremy and Stephanie Moore from Oklahoma. Lisa and Daniel Streeter, number two from Georgia. And Mr. Jimmy Parrish, the number one top producer 2013, got a $1,000 bonus along with his awards for that. And then we went to the top recruiters for 2013, number three, Keith and Amelia Wan from the great state of Florida. Number two was Lisa and Daniel Streeter, and the number one top recruiters last year, Linda Bowden and Alex Gardner from Arizona, and again, they got an extra $1,000 bonus from the More Success Team. We also gave out a Lifetime Achievement Award, a first one ever. We called it the Harlan C. Stonecipher Award, and that was presented to Miss Yvette Mayo from Florida. And second ever, Wilburn Smith Award was given out to Miss Linda Bowden from Arizona. Those are two of the highest awards we give out. Another two big awards were the More Success Team Award. Team means together, everyone achieves more success. And this year, the team awards went to Mr. Alex Gardner from the state of Arizona and Mr. Chris Hughes from the state of Utah. We also recognized 14 new rising stars that were there at the breakout session, and over 70 associates were there that were recognized for actually being in Performance Club. We gave some really nice medallions that they could wear throughout the convention and some nice certificates, and we will be talking about that just a little bit later in the program. But, you know, before we get started with the recap, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 5 executive director, a $500,000 ring earner who continues to lead our team after over 30 years, and that is Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, what do you like best about the convention?
Well, Randy, I really liked everything. But, Randy, we still have somebody in the speaker mode that's needs to put themselves on mute because I can keep hearing them talking.
Hey, I'm taking care of it.
Noise. But listen, Randy, I love the breakout, of course, because it's so many great people, so many people that you're going to have speak later that made such a great, huge success. But, Randy, the whole convention, I thought it would be a good convention, but I tell you what, it wasn't just a good convention. It was an outstanding convention. I mean, absolutely fabulous. The speakers were great. The training was great. The awards. Of course, I'm very partial. One of the things I like was the announcement of the veterans pin that I proudly put on. I proudly wore it today right below my Legal Shield pin because I believe if you're going to be in the business, you should let people know who you are. But that veterans pin means so very much to me and the other veterans, as you, Jeremy, Manley. There's so many people on this call tonight are veterans. So I'm just very pleased and proud to hear that. It's a matter of pride. Of course, I take pride in our whole company, Randy. After 30 years, things are still, we're on the ground floor, I'm telling you. I better hush because I'm excited about this call tonight, and it'd be better for them to hear from all the people than it would be from me. But I tell you what, go for it, Randy.
All right, Mr. Moore, thank you for those comments. And now to begin the recap, I want to go to the state of Utah, to Regional Vice President, $250,000 ring earner, Platinum Executive Director, Millionaire Club member, and the newest recipient of our More Success Team Award, and that is none other than Mr. Chris Hughes. Mr. Hughes, are you on?
I'm here. Good evening, Randy.
Well, we're excited to have you, Mr. Hughes. Again, congratulations for speaking at the breakout and for receiving your award, and I'm going to turn the call over to you now.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and thank you for a fabulous breakout and for all the recognition that you gave Sky and I and everybody else. I just feel so blessed to be a part of the team, and I can't imagine what that event cost to put on. And I just want to thank you and Mr. Moore and the Mrs. Moores for the sacrifice and the dedication and devotion to every one of us on the team. I concur. I am so fired up. I left the house today at 8 a.m. I've been out all day. I'm still out right now. I've had sit-down appointments and game plan interviews and taken three-way calls. And people are more excited about Legal Shield after this convention than they have been in many, many, many years. And I agree with Jeremy. This is the best convention ever. I mean, like Ken said, we knew it was going to be good, but I was shocked, shell-shocked, at how absolutely amazing it was. And we want to keep the call as brief as we can, but we also know how important it is to recap everything. So I'm just going to run down a list of announcements. There were so many exciting things, stories, tools, training, promotions. I hope to do this justice. But first of all, again, the More Success Team Breakout was fabulous starting out the event. And, you know, one of my favorite announcements of the weekend was the iPads for new senior associates. You know, one of the things that a lot of us leaders have been talking about is people get so fixated on going on Fast Start qualifying that when they get it, there's almost a sense that, you know, hey, I'm done. You know, I did it. I Fast Start qualified. And then it's such a big jump from Fast Start qualifying with only 5 sales to becoming a senior associate with another 25 for a total of 30 sales. Sometimes people have a tendency to get stuck. And so I know several leaders in the company have been kind of asking for something that would help our new people look beyond Fast Start qualification. And that's what we got, you know, starting now, that anybody that that, you know, gets in the business, and in their first 60 days, they go senior associate, they're going to get an iPad. And I love this because it assumes that everybody's going to get Fast Start qualified. Of course you're going to get Fast Start qualified. Of course you're going to get your Performance Club points. You know, we're not even talking about that. We're looking beyond Fast Start qualifying, and we're looking at getting your iPad. And, you know, I got on a call, on the recap call this morning, and I invited one of my new associates Billy, to be on that call. And he got on it, and he listened to it. And first thing he said to me today was, I'm getting an iPad, you know, because he's still within his 60 days. And that just fired me up because it's like, all right, it's already working, you know. And what's that going to do for all of us? I know some people probably didn't get that promotion. Maybe newer people, maybe people that were seniors, managers, and maybe even some directors are looking at that and saying, well, what in the heck is that going to do for me? Well, what it's going to do for all of us is it's going to help our new people become more successful, more profitable, more productive, and we're going to help more people go senior, which means we're going to have more managers and more directors. So I was excited about that. The executive director banquet, and I just want to say a little bit about it. I'll just say it was fabulous. And each of us got a little box from Tiffany's, the famous blue box from Tiffany's with a white bow around it. And I opened it up and I looked at it, and it's a beautiful, very high-quality leather credit card or business card holder. And every couple that went to the ED event, everybody that went to the ED event got one of those Tiffany's leather wallets. And I jumped online just out of curiosity to see what that thing cost. And it's a $200 gift. And I don't know how many hundreds of people were in that room, but I sure appreciate the thoughtfulness of our CEO and president to give all of us such a beautiful gift. Loved that. We've got an all-new back office. If you haven't logged in, you got to log into your associate portal. It is beautiful and simplified. Super clean, completely different, and a stupendous overhaul on what we had before. Also coming soon is a customer retention manager. What is it? CRM, a CRM system they're calling Success CRM. But what this is it's basically a contact management database. Now that's going to be included in our e-service. I'll talk a little bit more about e-service in a moment. There's some changes there. But, you know, we're...
Did we lose Mr. Chris Hughes?
Must have lost him, Randy.
Okay.
Man, I don't know what that was. I don't know if y'all could hear that, but I just heard a whole bunch of conference call instructions. I apologize.
Okay. But, go right ahead, Chris.
Yeah. So I'm excited about this because we could do a 30, 45-minute call just on the contact management system, but we're able to add our contacts in there, and they're able to get emails with call-to-action links. You know, click here, watch this video. And those emails continue to drip on our prospects long-term, and there will be lots of news coming soon on that, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. But I can tell you that was something that we were all so very excited about because that's something that we've long wanted and really should be in-house anyway, and it is now. We're excited. New Facebook page, love it. Love all the recognition. They've got recognition banners for all of us that are going up through the ranks and getting in Performance Club, and you know, they've already got, I think we're probably over 6,000 likes on the new facebook.com/ Legal Shield Network page. We encourage everybody to go there and get social, like the page so that you get all the updates on your page, and make sure that you like, you know, go and look at all the pictures from the convention and all the announcements. It's a phenomenal page. I spent about an hour, maybe 2 hours on the way home from Vegas just looking at that. Our next international convention is next summer, so more than, what are we looking at, 14, 15 months away. It's at the MGM Grand Hotel, and it is only $79. I don't ever remember a lower convention price than that. And I'm just so excited about it. But that price is only good through Saturday night. This Saturday night at midnight, that price will expire. And we had a meeting with Rip and Alan, and they just asked all of us to just promote that so hard. Let's get as many people as we can committed now, so that they don't have to think about it, you know, 15 months from now, whether or not they're going to be joining us at the MGM. Tickets are only $79. Again, that closes on Saturday at midnight Central Time. They will have reduced room rates as well, and that announcement will be forthcoming. There were several new lifestyle videos. Several of those videos touched me. You know, many of them moved me to tears. I was just – and all of those videos are available in our associate a newer associate portal. You can go back there, and I think there's, I don't know, six videos or so, and they're available immediately. Several new tools, training tools, and I think this is one of the biggest announcements as well. You know, if you buy CDs or DVDs in boxes of 100, you know, they're going to cost you $1 each. Well, at the convention, they announced that the price has been dropped to only 65 cents, and we can mix and match. You don't have to buy 100 of this DVD to get the price, and then another 100 of this CD to get the $1 price. You can order 100 DVDs, CDs. You can mix and match. We've got Worry Less, Live More. We've got Change Starts With You, Why You, Why Now. You know, we've got the new Platinum Training CDs that came out. And all of these can be mixed and matched. You get 100 of them. They're only 65 cents each, which just blows me away. But Mr. Michael Humes now has a Platinum Training CD series called The 10 Core Commitments. You have Dave Savola, who has one on attitude. You've got Nick Serba on his 3-2-1 training that he's done in the past, did at convention, and was just absolutely fabulous. So we encourage everybody to get your CDs. And, Randy, if I'm not mistaken, we just call tools and supplies or registration of supplies, don't we, to get those tools?
You know, Chris, I'm not real sure on that, but we need to check and see. But we can find out tomorrow for sure.
Okay, yeah, I think it is, because I went to Video Plus to order some today, and it says to order your tools, call 580-436-7424. So they just took us right back to Legal Shield. So
you
I'm
are
guessing
correct,
so.
Sir.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. You're right.
Okay, very good. So just call 580-436-RICH. That's the phone number, and order your supplies. And, again, you can mix and match CD, DVD, prospecting tools, training tools, doesn't matter. Dana Point, 2015 PC trip was announced at convention. A bunch of us are going to go to Jamaica here in a couple of months. We're excited about that. And next June, I'm guessing the date is, we're going to St. Regis Monarch Beach Resort. When they announced it, there was kind of a hush in the audience because nobody knew anything about this resort. And then Teresa Coyne announces that it's a $3,000 night resort, and they've got butlers and all the rest. And Dana Point is just absolutely beautiful anyway. And then to be at a five-star resort, I want to challenge everybody to be on the More Success team to get to that event. You know, everybody has a shot. And I'll tell you a secret. People have asked me, is there a secret to winning that trip? There's going to be 400 couples that are going on that unbelievable once-in-a-lifetime vacation, paid for by the company. But, yeah, there is a trick, and here's the trick. Go executive director. The higher up the compensation plan you go, as long as you're writing good business, you're pretty much assured that you're going on the trip. If you've got your performance club every month, and, you know, if you're platinum, you're going for sure. If you're gold, you're going for sure. If you're silver, you're going for sure, right? So the higher up the comp plan you go, the better chances you're pretty much assured to win that trip. Another trip was announced, Executive Director Growth Incentive Trip to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. That'll be in March of 2015. And to qualify to go on that trip, you've got to ED qualify this month in April. You got to maintain it through January of 2015. And, hopefully you'll be one of the ones that wins that growth trip. There'll also be an executive director retreat. We haven't done this in many, many years. Matter of fact, Ken and Randy Moore and Jeremy Moore and their wives sponsored an executive director retreat about 12, 13 years ago in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and it's still one of the highlights of my career. And I remember we did an ED retreat in Scottsdale, Arizona about maybe 9, 10 years ago, and that was a highlight. And we have not gotten together as executive directors of Legal Shield ever since then. And in October, we're going to be able to get together. It's going to be self-funded, so everybody just pays their own way. And all the qualifications and everything will be forthcoming, but just know you got to be an executive, so let's all work hard to get to executive director. And then a couple of the things, and I'll wrap up, but, you know, congratulations to Jeremy and Stephanie Moore and their team. They placed third in the heavy hitters competition that we've been talking about for several months, and they missed second place by only 1 point. So big-time congratulations to them. They'll have a beautiful trophy that they can put on their shelves and look at for the rest of their lives to remind them of the incredible team and that they've been blessed with. It was really fun to see up there, Jeremy and both Stephanie. Congratulations. And I love to see Ken Moore, Larry King, and Brooks Werkheiser. There was a Legends panel, and I thought that was a highlight, just to see them, you know, cut up on the one side and just be silly and make us all laugh, but then also to help us understand what it really takes to build a business. And I just so much appreciate their tenacity and stick-to-itiveness and their vision and leadership and loyalty to stick through the hard times. We also have new e-service. Instead of, you know, free for 90 days and then $20 a month after that, we have choices. We have free forever for a smaller, you know, limited e-service. Just gives you what you need as a brand new person to get up and running. Then we've got a $6.95 a month that gives you a little more access, gives you access to the contact management system that'll be out by the end of this month. And then you have the $19.95 a month, which gives you everything, everything that you need, unlimited access to the contact management system. And, you know, the law firm stories, of course, were just so fun powerful to listen to these attorneys talk about why they're so excited about the Legal Shield membership and to tell their stories. I could go on and on and on, but I just like to wrap up, Ms. Moore, by saying, you know, where do we want to be by this summer? You know, we've got team events this summer, and where do we want to be by then? You know, we've got a 90-day run, and decision comes from the Latin root word decidere, which means to cut from, to sever, to separate. And I want to challenge everybody in the Moore Success Team to separate ourselves from mediocrity. Separate ourselves from being complacent. Separate ourselves from just doing the minimums and get after it, you know, and let's all be at the next level, whether that be Power 20 or manager or director, executive director and above over the next 90 days. I want to challenge you all to set goals, write them down, look at them every single day, and let's get after it now. We've got all the tools, all the training. And most importantly, what I took away from this event more than anything else was belief. The stories were right on point. The emotions were right on point. And I think we've left that event for really the first time in a very, very, very long time where everybody has the belief that they need that says you can do this. You can go executive. You can get your six-figure ring. You can go platinum and get in the platinum world. You can have your dreams come true. All of us can have our dreams come true here with Legal Shield. We just need to lock and load and get her done. So I'll pass the call back over to you, Mr. Moore, and thank you for the opportunity.
Well, thank you, Mr. Hughes. An outstanding job as usual. We really appreciate your leadership. Now we're going to go to some of the top executive directors, platinum executive directors, Millionaire Club members on our team, and let's go out and start with the state of South Carolina and Mr. Tony Barkley. Tony, are you on the call?
That I am, Mr. Moore. Can you hear me okay, sir?
I can, Tony. I know you and your lovely wife, Ms. Cherise Barkley, actually helped out with the Performance Club portion of the program at the breakout. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that? Also, tell us about your experience at the convention.
Well, definitely. I'll start with the experience, Mr. Moore. And again, I want to thank you and Mr. Ken and Jeremy, of course, for the opportunity to be on the team. You know, I also want to echo some of the things that Mr. Hughes just said, and obviously he did a phenomenal job with his piece there at the breakout. You know, from the opening ceremony, you know, I sat in that chair amongst all the winners at that event, and I just sensed that corporate and the key leaders like yourself were at peace as to the direction we're going and how we're going to get there. And to be quite frank with you, just sitting in that room, I just had a sense of exhilaration about myself and where we were going. But the one thing that I know was clear, that recruiting and building people and getting people to Performance Club and senior associates is going to be the key. And so getting to the recognition piece at the breakout, you know, we had the distinct pleasure of being part of that, Sharice and I, and we appreciate that. And we had a lot of fun up there kicking off that recognition, recognizing people for senior associates, or shall I say Performance Club. You can see where my mind is. But with Performance Club, and I'm also excited that yourself and Dad, Ken, have decided to go ahead and make this medal, this incredible medal, part of our standard recognition program as we continue to grow the More Success team. It was just great. I mean, walking around the casinos and out in the strip and seeing people wear their medals proudly, and we even stopped some folks and they didn't recognize us. We said, "Where'd you get that from?" And they proudly said, "We're on the More Success team and we are recognized for Performance Club on our way to executive director." So, you know, that was very, very exciting. So, you know, in closing, all I'm simply going to say is that each and every one of us on this call, we truly need to focus on helping the company become a true billion-dollar company. And I think the way, again, we do that is recruiting and walking with a limp, leading people, inspiring people, motivating people to Performance Club and senior associate on the way to executive. And then by doing so, we will get our rings, those who don't have them, and those great leaders in this call who have their rings will be able to add more diamonds in those rings. The last thing I will say is that Mr. Jeremy, I'm sure at the end of this call, we'll be talking about a phenomenal, phenomenal event coming this summer. I just highly recommend everyone in this call to register for that, because I've got some inside scoop what's going to happen at that event, and I do know it's going to catapult us to success at the Vegas convention. Again, appreciate you, Mr. Moore, for the opportunity. God bless everyone on the call, and sir, I'll turn the call back over to you.
All right, Mr. Barkley, thank you once again for assisting at the breakout and for your leadership. Now let's go out to the state of Arizona and the newest recipient of the Wilburn Smith Award, Millionaire Club member, Miss Linda Bowden. Linda, are you on the call?
I sure am. I tell you what, it, just like everybody else said, that the conference was, it was phenomenal. And anyone that knows me knows that I wouldn't use a term like that unless I really believe that it was. I mean, I've never said that every conference is better than the other conference just to say it. You know, I know some people say it because it's something to inspire network marketers. You know, you say, oh, it was the best conference ever. You know what, you guys? This was. It was amazing. And it's what it instilled in me was that we are truly, truly going to be a world-class company. And everybody on this call, no matter whether you're brand spanking new or you've been around for a long time, has an opportunity to retool your business, to take a good look at your business, to take a good look at how you're doing your business, what you're doing, you know, getting new, fresh blood in your business, which, of course, is the lifeblood, is you know, recruiting, and really being a part of that. And we had Showcase, which I absolutely loved. It wasn't the same old, same old. We weren't looking at the same people talking all the time the way we have in the past. We had a lot of variety. We had a lot of new, fresh faces. Anybody on this call, if one of you are new or just starting out, you can aspire to be one of those fresh, new faces in the company that they will showcase. I mean, they're looking for fresh, new blood. They're looking for people to showcase. They're looking for people to take us to that billion-dollar company and beyond. And everybody on this call has an equal opportunity to be the fresh face of this company.
Well, Linda, we appreciate you very much. And, again, well-deserving of the Wilburn Smith Award, second one ever. We appreciate you, and we appreciate your leadership. Now I want to go out to another executive director on our team that actually helped out with the breakout sessions, doing a tremendous job on our team, and that's Mr. Damien Schieber. Damien, are you on?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
All right. Well, you know, I had the great privilege of introducing the Rising Stars at the breakout session, and in all honesty, that's always my favorite session, whether I was hosting or not. This year I had the privilege of hosting. But it's always amazing to me to see new people who are succeeding and breaking through, and got a chance to spend some time with a few of them throughout convention. Eddie Guzman out in Florida. Just appreciate your, you know, our new friendship and the things that you're trying to accomplish, and I have no doubt that you will. And you know, John Walker, who was my nominee, just you know, with some serious wise. And I got to tell you, you know, here's the reality: we had 14 brand new rising stars, and here's why you want to be one. Even if you say to yourself, you know, I'm not really in it for the recognition; I'm in it for the money. That's okay. The recognition lets you know you're making the money that you should be making. If you're not getting recognized, chances are you're not reaching your potential, and that your leaders see more in you than you're actually accomplishing. And so you want to make sure that you are doing all the things you need to do to get recognized, because it lets you know you're on the right track. And I got to tell you, not only was that phenomenal and having all those rising stars coming across stage, but with the rest of the convention, you've been hearing it from everyone else all night, and I'm not even going to try and tell you about it, because in all honesty, I just feel like I'm rubbing it in your face. If you weren't there, you were either there and you experienced it, or you weren't, and now you're wishing you were. So I won't do that to you, because I'm your friend and I like you, not like Linda Bowden and Tony Barkley, who just are rubbing it in your face, right? But I want you to know this. I got started in November of 2008. And first convention was March or April of 2009. I think it was March, end of March. And I went. And I had to be kind of convinced to go because I expected it to be kind of a rah-rah session. And you know, I thought it would be good. And the truth is, it was great, but it was what I expected it to be, okay? So whatever you probably pictured convention being like, it's kind of hard to explain to someone what the roller coaster was like if they've never been on the roller coaster. You know what I'm saying? If they've never been on any roller coaster ever and you just get off the greatest roller coaster ever, it's kind of hard to say, you know, why it was better in this. Listen, I get it. In 2009, I went to my first convention. But later that year, I went to my first team event, okay? And so if you didn't go to convention, you know, let's make sure you're at the next one. But more important than the convention, in my mind, and for my money, is the team event. And one of the best things that happened at the breakout session, and you're going to hear more details about it later, but everyone else has been hinting at it, is the announcement of the first More Success team event. That's going to be happening later this summer or you know, middle of this summer. And I got to tell you, if you didn't go to convention, okay, nothing can be done about it now. Okay, if you didn't go, you didn't go. Okay? But the nice part is you're still going to get all the information. Corporate wants you to have the information. Your upline wants you to have the information so that you can take it to the next level. But there is no excuse for missing the event that is going to launch your career in LegalShield. It's not just the announcements and all the things that happen. It's the culture of what we're creating in the More Success Team. 2 years ago, at the More Success Team Breakout, Mr. Moore handed out bracelets. And maybe you picked up one this event if you were there. Maybe you picked up one. I got to tell you, that went on my wrist at that event. It has never come off, and it's never going to come off, because we have something special that we're creating here on the More Success Team. And to really be part of the team, to be part of the growth, to be part of the excitement, to translate it from just the large team, from the More Success Team, to your team, and to experience the explosion, you've got to be registered for the More Success Team event that's going to happen in Dallas in July. And with that, I'll turn it back over to you, Mr. Moore.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Schieber.
And,
you know,
and Randy, can I make just a quick comment?
Sure.
What Damien's
go right
on? You know what? Just to pile on some more with what Damien just said, you know what? That Moore breakout was the best Moore breakout ever. It was fantastic. And Damien Schieber and the Barclays, just liven it up. They did such a great job. They did such a great job that I had no idea when it ended. Someone asked me what time it got over. I said, I have no idea. I said, it was so much fun. It was so enjoyable. It flowed so well. The Rising Star Awards were fabulous. People were excited to get medals around their neck for achieving something. There was just it was just so wonderful. And I wanted to really, really compliment them for doing such a terrific job. And, of course, always complimenting the Moore family for all of the work and all of the time that goes into putting one of those events on. So that's my 25 cents worth.
All right. Well, we appreciate that very much, Linda. But one of the things we did at the breakout was we had a drawing. Mr. Moore actually gave away $1,000, and all you had to do to get in that drawing was simply be in Performance Club for the previous month. And we did a drawing, and our next guest speaker actually won $500. She is from the Woodlands, Texas, another top executive director on our team, and that's Miss Sherry Brenda. Sherry, are you on the call?
Yes, sir, I am. Can you hear me okay?
Are you still as excited as you were the last time I saw you?
Yes, I was, and I'm glad that was brought up because, you know, the convention was awesome, and everything that everybody said before me, I don't think I can add much more to that. But, you know, really, I want to thank you all and your team, all three of you, your father, yourself, and Jeremy, and your generosity. Yeah, winning $500 just for showing up, you know, is amazing. You gave a $300 prize, a $200 prize. You know, it's great enough to be in Performance Club and receive the $500 a month from the company, but then the giveaways that you and your family, you know, just share with all of us is amazing. And your generosity is just beyond. I don't think people fully realize just how much you all give, and I just thank you so much for that.
Well, you're welcome, and you're well-deserving. Now we're going to go back to the state of Arizona and the newest winner of our More Success Team Award and another executive director, Mr. Alex Gardner. Alex, are you on?
I am. Thank you, Jeremy, and I agree with all the comments so far. We are spoiled to be on the More Success Team, and thank you to you and Kenneth and Jeremy for all the, you know, time, energy, and resources that you pour into putting on that breakout session. It's always a highlight, but I agree with the others that have commented that this year was definitely special. Really looking forward to next year at the MGM. As soon as you post that, we'll start getting people registered for that. But I really enjoyed Chris's talk at that breakout at the beginning. You know, the Barclays putting medals around our neck. I've never had that happen before. It was almost like you know, being at the Olympics on the podium. That was definitely a special part of the segment. And also, you know, Damian did a great job with the Rising Star Awards. I liked how you sprinkled those throughout the program. It just flowed really well. I agree with Linda. I didn't look at my watch either. I had no idea what time, whether it ended early or late or whatever. It was just a lot of fun. And I agree with what Tony Barclay said, that, you know, we're all, you know, the field, the providers, the company, we're all, I think he said, at ease. You know, we're aligned, we're confident, and all heading in the same direction as we, you know, grow this business towards a multi-billion-dollar company. It was great to see all the other leaders and team members there. And just a couple of things in addition. I know Chris mentioned about the provider attorneys. I hope that we can, you know, see a recording of some of those stories. There's some really powerful stories. I think that was a highlight outside of all the things that they talked about, was hearing from the Legal Shield providers as well as Kroll directly. And Kroll as well had some powerful case study examples and testimonials that I think were very helpful to really hear all the things, the connections, that not only the resources but the relationships that they have. And just hearing directly from the service providers, I think, is always a highlight. And they keep just doing a better and better job of giving us real-life examples that we can bring into the field. And then also hearing from MidOcean directly. You know, Ted Virtue, I've never seen him at an event. I saw him on Bloomberg Television, you know, the CEO of MidOcean. But then also Frank Schiff, you know, his segment where he just impromptu, he wasn't scheduled to be on the stage, but he wanted to get up there and share some of his thoughts, the managing partner of MidOcean. And, you know, of course, MidOcean has an impeccable, you know, track record of successfully investing in and having, you know, explosive growth, and I think they said around 75 companies, you know, is one of the premier middle market investment companies in North America. And Legal Shield is not only their largest investment they've ever made, but they believe that this is, still has the biggest upside of any investment they've ever made. And, of course, for them to have the biggest upside, that means that, you know, all of our businesses, if we're out in the field and putting lines in the water and building our business the way that we all can and should, that we're going to benefit from that growth. And they've really backed that up with, like Chris was going over, all the new tools and the technology and the improvements, the promotions. I love that iPad for going senior associate in the first 60 days, that new recruiting website. That's the first time I've been excited about the go page or the recruiting page in the e-service package because it has so many powerful, those nine new videos, plus the Dave Spangler one that they already had. But those, you know, 9 or 10 videos are just so powerful, and I can see that alone is going to really help to impact and assist in the live events. Just having another marrying that high touch with high tech, and I'm just more excited than I've ever been. We have more things in place than we've ever had that we really need, but I'm glad that we do. And you know, it's obvious the company's going to commit. They're committed to improving and making things better. I think if we commit to the same thing, that we're going to continue to get better and we're going to do everything we can, I think that's a powerful combination. You know, I have a feeling the more success team's going to rise up and make a lot of noise in the world of Legal Shield in the coming months and years. And I'm looking forward to being a part of it. So with that, Randy, I'll turn it back over to you.
All right, Alex, great job, and again, we appreciate you, and congratulations on getting the team award this year at the convention. Next, I want to go out to the state of Alabama. He is the top producer on the More Success team this year. He is also a Platinum Executive Director. In fact, he was recognized for being in the Platinum World Promotion at the convention. But, in fact, Mr. Moore every year gives away $1,000 to the top producer on our team. And Mr. Jimmy Parrish was a proud recipient of that. Mr. Parrish, are you on?
I am, Randy. Can you hear me?
Hey, Jimmy.
Go right ahead.
Before you say it, I will tell the world, you are one great singer, brother. That was a great national anthem. I'll hush, but thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for just the privilege of being at the More Success Team Breakout. It's always the highlight of my convention, and love being there. And, you know, three things. I'll be quick because I know the call's going long, but that ties in with the first thing I was going to say, the family feel. Not only we have for the More Success Team Breakout, but also just the convention this year. The interviews, as Chris said earlier, were just, they just were heart-stirring. And I love those and love the personal touches, and it just made things from a different perspective and made us proud to be part of the Legal Shield family as well as the More Success Team family. And then as far as my family's concerned, the thing that meant a lot to me was the actual new and exciting military community initiative. Quite honestly, I didn't even know about it till the next day because I was backstage preparing to come on stage for recognition. And I didn't get a chance to hear our CEO, Rip Mason's speech about it, but I loved seeing the video later and loved being able to see the details about that. And where it hit close to me is my father was, a Bronze Star recipient in the World War II. I was not a veteran, but he was the Veteran of the Year in the state of Alabama in 1988. And he was the commander for 10 straight years in Alabama of the Disabled American Veterans Alabama chapter. And that's where a portion of our membership fees as a result of these military presentations are going to go directly to the DAV. And so I'm very excited about that. And the third and final thing I want to say, and piggybacking off Chris's Latin, English lesson we had earlier, is now the time to go out and go to work. I mean, we talk about being motivated and what the convention does to move us, but the Latin word for motivate is to move yourself. So we've got enough opportunities that the company has given to us, that the Moore team has given to us. Now it's time to get out and move yourself. At some point you're going to have to be active. You got to do the exposures. You got to go out and talk to the people about the membership, the opportunity, group, small business, whatever your area of expertise and area that you're involved with Legal Shield, because the company has made it more ripe than ever before to go out and present this in a way that can change our world and change the paradigm regarding legal service delivery and identity theft service delivery in our country today. So, Randy, Jeremy, Ken, I'll turn it back to you.
All right. Thank you again, Mr. Parrish. Appreciate you being the top producer on our team, of course, again this year. Now let's go out to the state of Oklahoma. Another executive director, Mr. David Peterman. David, are you on? Do we have David?
Yes, sir, Mr. Moore.
All right, now you got you. Go ahead, Mr. Peterman.
Well, it just, you know, I've been to every convention now for a long time, and that is probably the most touching, and I'm not a very touchy-feely kind of guy for those of you that know me, but it touched everyone's heart to see what was there and what was done and where the backing of the company, the management team, like Jimmy was saying, the Mid-Ocean Partners all the way down, and Mike Milken that spoke on Thursday night. I mean, to really just realize what we have and where we can go with this is absolutely, I've never been as excited as what we are today, Randy.
Well, thank you, Mr. Peterman. Appreciate those comments. Do we have Mr. Harold Pinson or Mr. Manley Wilson, other executive directors, or either one of you on the call? All right. How about Jeremy Moore? Jeremy, are you still on? I didn't know if Jeremy,
am.
Would you like to talk just a little bit about the team event that we're going to have later in the summer?
I'll be more than happy to. Guys, I know we've went a little bit long tonight, but so they say the best for last. We're going to have – we did this event about 7 years ago, and we're going to reduplicate that and start doing it on an annual basis. But we're going to have the More Success Team Family Retreat, and you need to save these dates, July the 24th through the 26th, and it is at the Gaylord Texan Resort. They're in Grapevine, North, the Dallas-Fort Worth area. It's going to be a phenomenal event. It's a first-class facility. We're going to do power pack training and team-building activities and a lot of fun for the entire family. We're going to just a great way to during the summer months, to grow your business, to come together, to be unified, to really explode our businesses throughout the fall. So set aside those dates, July 24th through the 26th. And next Monday night, we will be we'll have where everybody can get registered, and the hotel information and all that will be given out then. But save those dates. I know we're extremely excited. We already have 15 ring earners, millionaire club members, platinums, top executive directors from the More Success Team that have committed to be there to train, to pour their hearts and souls into you and your teams to help you grow and build your businesses. So, I said at the beginning how I was super excited, and it was the best convention I've ever been to in the 15 years I've been with Legal Shield. But I tell you what, I've never been as excited as I am about an upcoming event that I am about the July the 24th to the 26th event there at the Gaylord Texan Resort. Guys, so mark it on your calendars, put it aside, and next week when we open up the registration, there is going to be a limited number of attendees. We will have a cap with that number. It's just because of space. So when it's full, it's full, and there's nothing we can do about that. So next Monday night when we release it, you guys need to get on and not procrastinate. Get you and your organization's registered as quickly as possible. And with that, I'll turn it back over to you, Dad.
Well, that is a fabulous resort. We've been at the one in Nashville, and we've also been at the one at the right there at the DFW Airport at Grapevine. So you definitely want to be at that event. And I know it's gone a little bit long, but we've tried to share as much information as we could tonight in as short a period of time. I'm sure we've missed some, but get into your back office. Look at the new videos. Look at the new tools. Take advantage of all these contests, all the promotions. It's all there to help us build our business and take it to the next level. So with that, Mr. Moore, I am going to turn it back over to you.
Well, you know, Randy, what I know we went long tonight, but I think it was worth every minute, every second of it. I don't know if Mr. Pinson got himself muted out or not, but, you know, if he did, he's welcome to get on and say something. Manley Wilson is too. But, you know, we started off the breakout, Randy, but Mr. Pinson doing a great prayer and then following up with the national anthem. And I think it set the format for the rest of the convention, because I'll tell you what, Randy, of all the conventions I've been to, I never heard God mentioned more than what I did. Now, that's not us preaching to anybody. You do what you want to. But it made me feel good right down my deep in my heart. And I tell you what, all the things that now showed me they had their hearts right. You know, Mr. Frank Schiff comes back twice backstage to talk to me, just to say a lot of good, super things about our team and how much he appreciated it. In fact, he startled me the first time because I was sitting down doing something. All of a sudden, someone grabbed me by the shoulder and it was him. It's pretty nice to have the man that's really the man above all the men to come back and compliment you on your team, compliment him on you, compliment him on Jeremy. It was a good feeling, Randy, and everybody from Allen to Rip. And I never had so many people volunteering to start being on our calls. I said, my Lord, some of the guys hadn't been able to get a hold of them 6 months, and all of a sudden they're coming backstage and telling me, now, when you need me on the call. It was a good feeling. It's a good feeling throughout the convention. I think this is the spark we needed. I think the train's beginning to move down the track. If you want to be on it, folks, you got to get on it, because it's going to be leaving the station. You can still catch a later train, but why wait later when you can ride first class? I tell you what, we love every one of you. We thank you so much. And I want to give the Barclays credit for the medallions and the everything, Randy, because it was their idea. And Damon Schieffer, it was his idea to sprinkle those in among them, on the rising stars. I think we have so many leaders that I just start to name, and I think I can't do that because we've got too many leaders. I can't think of all of them. I hurt somebody's feelings, but we got so many leaders coming up, all of a sudden just popping up in the More Success team. There's no way, if they don't want to be with us, they better get out of the way, because here we come. God bless you, God, family, Legal Shield. Thank you, folks, and good night.
Good night, everyone.